Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bleeding Orange Blue podcast. I'm Michael Collins, and today we are here with another episode. It has been a little bit, and the reason for that is I am back up at school. But what I've just discovered is there is a nice recording studio here. That's probably why you notice a nicer quality in the audio. And so I'm going to take advantage of this more often, and probably a lot for this series. You're going to see a lot of short bit episodes, which is what we're trying to do here at the podcast. That's why we have more episodes spread out. Big Blue Banter actually just posted on YouTube and also on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and that is in the link. So if you're a big Giants fan, go check that out. You're going to love that. Me and Aaron got back after it. Thank you so much for the 95 downloads on that. And thank you to those who followed along this last episode. I know it's been a while. A lot of people probably aren't happy about that, but I've just been busy and swamped down. I'm happy to get after it again. The New York Islanders are in the postseason. Shocking. Shocking. And I will say this before I get too far into this. If you didn't already gather it, this is just going to be about the Islanders. That's what we're going for. Splitting it up, Islanders, Giants, Mets, and that's what's going to be happening going forward. But the New York Islanders, they are in the postseason. I can't believe it. I don't know what to tell you. It was one of the wildest seasons I have ever seen as an Islanders fan and probably will ever see. It was insane. I mean, they legitimately blew the lead 23 times. That's absurd. But they found a way. Life finds a way. And you know what? For me, listen, there's a lot of crazy takes you could go throw out here. I have some of them. I believe some of them. I don't believe some of them. I do have some theories. I do see some parallels, you know, between, I don't want to say in quality of team, but just, you know, I see these consistent playoff runs 5 out of 6 years, and I look at, you know, how Dobson's done, and we haven't had a good defender of this since the 80s, and I look at how, you know, they're on this crazy point streak, and they haven't done that since the end of the season, and they haven't done that since they won their first cup. And you know what? I'll be straight up with you. This is completely superstition. As a logical hockey fan, I'm not sitting here telling you that this is going to happen. But what I will say is if the Islanders get past Carolina, everyone else should watch out, and the whole league should be on notice. Because Carolina, to me, and this includes the Rangers, and I've not been biased to the Rangers, I even said in the offseason that I'm extremely worried about the Rangers because Laviolette was a great coach. Carolina's the team to beat in the East, in my opinion. They got Jake Guentzel. They got that great top six. They got a team that has the system, but they have the talent. The Islanders were never able to have that. They had the system, but they never had the talent. And the Canes are the team to beat. I'll say that out right here, right now. I think Tampa's going to be scary as well. I will give you that. But I do still think Canes are the team to get after. And you know what? I don't know. I do think that there's a lot of weird parallels in the way, too, to the Tampa Bay series. Because when you look at those, the Islanders, when you go back in time, lose-lose, win, lose-win, I think. And then lose game six in overtime, gutting loss in overtime. And then you look at Carolina, lose-lose, win when you're back at home, lose game four, win game five, lose in overtime in game six, 2-1 as well. There's an even up there. So I do think that that's kind of scary to me because same team again, same round of the playoffs as you played that team, and the game alignments worked out perfectly the first time. So as much as I want to buy into the superstition of last time they've gone on this consistency of a run, it was since the 80s, and this was when they were building, I don't know that I buy that. I really don't. I hope it's true. I hope it happens. But I don't know that I can tell you that it's gonna. What I do think, and my keys to this series have to be, is goaltending. The Islanders have to be lights out. And you look at last year's postseason, I feel like Sorokin, and especially over this season, just wasn't as solid. But last postseason, I don't know. I'll pull up the statistics right now. But he didn't really seem like his normal self, his normal game-stopping self. And so you got to look to that when you kind of look at this. The Islanders need a game-stopping, game-changing goalie. And the ironic part going into this one is it's not going to be Sorokin. I would assume, and if Patrick Waugh is the guy, I would assume it's Semyon Varlamov. Now, there's one big factor that I do like here, and I think it's Patrick Waugh. I think Patrick Waugh is the one reason that I don't want to buy into that Lightning superstition, and is one reason that I genuinely think that the New York Islanders stand a real chance against this dominant Carolina Hurricanes team. And the reason I tell you this is because, well, here's the thing. Lane Lambert might have known hockey. He might have worked under Trotz. But I never truly felt that he was a great leader, that he could captivate a room, that he could get them going. And there were times where you would see that, right? When, you know, game six, I was at that game, and the Islanders were winning all throughout until they blew it in the third at home. Any coach, good, bad, ugly, gets them hyped up, juiced up, ready for overtime. No matter who you are, you're ready for overtime. I felt that when they came out flat and they gave up that like wonky goal to lose their season, no, that there's something on the coach there. And I felt that they haven't, ever since those two cup runs, we haven't had a coach that can get on them. Like even Trotz towards the end started to lose them a little bit. And Patrick Waugh's come in and he's played to a 100-point pace. He's the first Islanders coach to come in midseason and make the playoffs, right the ship. And I'm excited. I'm genuinely excited about Patrick Waugh being behind the bench, being there to give them jolts in between intermissions. You know, you haven't scored, it's 1-0. Because here's the thing that you also got to remember. Islanders Canes last year is a tough, hard-nosed, grinding series. It's going to be low scoring. So one thing that I'm looking for is, can we get those guys to jolt them when we need them? Can they be there? Can he lead them when they're, you know, they're moving a little slowly? They're not getting there. They just snuck out of that period. Can he be that spark, that fire, and get them moving again? And I do genuinely think he will be that. I really believe that he's going to be able to lead them. I'm doing something a little crazy here. I'm looking down to kind of the scores. Now, that fourth game at UBS last year, and I feel like the beginning of any look back, when you have a rematch of a series, you have to look at how the past one went down. You know, how did they lose it? Now, for me, the Islanders, last time around, the scoring touch, it didn't come in as much. It was a little bit slower. And then it slowly started to fall apart. And, you know, they completely, wheels came off, start giving up 5-2. Now, the thing is, the Islanders cannot lose this series, because how could you not? How could you not have the fire in your heart for the Carolina Hurricanes and what they've done to you? I mean, legitimately, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes have just had their number. I mean, you think about that sweep back in the day with Robin Leonard. And so, for me, I do genuinely think that they got to get up for the series and they got to win it. And that is, you know, that is a given to me. But I don't know if they will. Now, I do hope that they do. It's going to come down to Semi, as I was saying. Semi, Wah, and one thing that I really like that's going to be there that I didn't think was there was that Barzal-Horvat connection. And the one reason it wasn't there is you got to remember, go back, put your shoes in an Islanders fan in 2023. Barzal went down. We all called the season off. They shot right back up. They figured it out. But when Barzal came back, he wasn't Matt Barzal. He wasn't figuring it out as much. He wasn't having that connection with Horvat because they didn't have the time to establish it. You know, so it just wasn't the same dynamic. And so now I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, we've got that connection. We've got Noah Dobson being great. We've got Semyon Varlamov on a heater, and that's key. The Islanders' goalies have always been showstoppers, and so I'm looking back at this past series. So Ilya Sorokin was locked in for the first game. He only gave up 2 goals completely on the Islanders' forwards, not getting it done. But then you look past that. Game 3, he only gave up 1. Game 6, he only gave up 2. He was phenomenal in this. Game 5, only 2. But there was 2 series where he gave up 5 and 4 to the Hurricanes. And listen, I'm looking. The key for the Islanders and the key to this series is not going to be who wins the blowout games. Because, yeah, okay, there was 2 last year, and it was only a 6-game series. So that's 1/3 of it. That's still a big part of it. But you look at the other 4, the 6. I do think this series goes 7, by the way. You look at the other games, 1 goal, 1 goal, 1 goal, 2 overtime. Here's a significant advantage for the New York Islanders. It's not 3-on-3. There's no shootouts. I think the Islanders have a huge advantage in overtime this time around. But I also want to point something else out. It's close 1-goal games that the Islanders have to win. It's not even a debate. You don't win these? Period. Stop. Don't show up. Don't even fly down to rally. Because you have to win the 1-goal games. And the key for Carolina's success, there was 4 1-goal games. Carolina took 3 of them, 2 of which were in overtime. So the New York Islanders have to win 1-goal games. That is a given for them. Now, the thing is, they play a lot of close games, but the problem is they put them into the close games. It's usually a blowout. So I feel like for them, first of all, you can't blow leads anymore. That is a given. Like, there's no time for those mistakes in the postseason. When you have a lead, you better freaking hold it, especially against a great team like the Carolina Hurricanes, because you give it up, you're done. Dead to rights. They've got you in their corner, and it's over. But I don't know. I mean, I want to say it's different. Like, there's a lot of bright parts on this, and you also look at it from the perspective of some guys, you know, some of the younger guys developed, but also some of the older guys found themselves. In my opinion, Anders Lee has had some stretches where he's looked great. And Kyle Palmieri has been fantastic. He's on a heater. If he stays hot, they can. If Kyle Palmieri gets hot for a round, it's over. You know, they'll win that round. It's kind of like Jordan Eberle in the way in that Penguin series. And I think this is the round you need him to be on a heater for. Now, I think he might have used that up a little bit. But we need him in semi. I think logistically, you want some key takeaways. Again, I got to keep this short. Semyon Varlamov needs to be a stud. If Sorokin needs to come in, Sorokin needs to be a stud. They have a great tandem. They have the ability to use this. There's going to be a lot of preparation from the Canes. They don't know who they're facing. So they do have that card in their pocket. Two, Kyle Palmieri's got to stay hot. He is a very big, you know, gets his donuts like he hits his home runs, as Daniel Vogelbach would say, scores goals in bunches. But he's got to stay hot for at least 7 more games and help them get through this. Then, Patrick Waugh, he's got to be able to motivate the troops. He's got to be able to get them going. And then finally, my fourth point, win the one-goal games. One-goal games are crucial. And Carolina Hurricanes, that's their bread and butter. So, for the Islanders, this is going to be tough. You know, but I feel like you can't go into the playoffs not expecting a challenge. And so they're going to have to get after that now and see if they can get that done. I don't really know. I mean, I'm trying to look up how many one-goal games they've won this season. It's not telling me, considering the fact that they've only won 39. You know what? Like, the differential is not going to be in their favor because they have so many overtime shootout losses. But I think losing that is going to be great for the New York Islanders. I do love that we are familiar with the one-goal game. Now it's about establishing that and winning it. It could be different. I think if it's, like, I'll be completely honest with you. I think if the Islanders get past the Carolina Hurricanes, besides the Lightning, I think they would get to the Cup. I think they are better. If I look at the teams in the East, they're better than Washington. I think they are better than they would beat the Leafs. I think they would beat the Panthers, hot take, but I do believe that. I do think they would beat the Bruins. And the Rangers is going to be a gritty series, but I think they beat the Rangers. I think the Carolina Hurricanes are the team, man. They're going to be tough. No, I will say, the West is so top-heavy with the Colorado Avalanche, the Vegas Golden Knights. So that's going to be scary, but you can't even worry about that yet because you already face Goliath right now, and it is in the way of the Carolina Hurricanes and Jake Guentzel and Sebastian Aho. They've tormented Islanders fans for so long, and it's finally time to bury the hatchet, to get after it, and to win a couple in UBS Arena. And take care of business at home. They lost 2 at home last year. That is unacceptable. You want to throw another factor onto that. That's certainly one. We can't be losing those. We have to get those done and out of here. So, yeah. That's really all I got. Hope this works out well. There will definitely be an episode at the end of the series. Maybe if we get to a big game, I'll throw one in there. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy these smaller episodes. Maybe you can play on a drive. Or you can just enjoy quickly, not as long, and shortened to the point is what we're trying to go to. I'm not doing Mets ones yet. I might do those when we get back. I do try and do the post-game shows. I don't do them on the weekends, but I will try and do one on Sunday and crank one out there. But hope you guys enjoyed. Hopefully the Islanders do well. Make sure to go check out Big Blue Planet. The link's in the bio to that, the same one that you probably got this link from. If you didn't, you could look it up wherever you get your podcasts, or you could just go to our Instagram. And if you're on our Instagram, leave us a follow. Check that out. Check out the YouTube. And you know, you can always find the access to this link for this podcast through that as well. So it's a pretty helpful page to see everything and my thoughts on pretty much everything. One thing I would definitely follow is the Twitter, because even if I'm not consistently posting podcasts and pumping those out, I have Twitter takes and I'll pump those out. It's nice and easy. So if you want my takes consistently, you're watching the Mets or something and you want to see what I'm thinking, I'll be there. So check me out there. Have a good one, everyone.